奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let us study Bible.
今天晚上来谈一谈像筛麦子一样的试探。
Tonight we're going to share a topic, the temptation of as sifting wheat.
路加福音二十二章第三十一节，这是主耶稣跟西门彼得说的一句话。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31. It is a words that Jesus Christ has talked to Simon.
这句话虽然是叫西门的名字，但其实是对所有人讲的。
So this words is to Simon, but is actually speaking to everybody.
三十一节说，主又说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。
31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat.
32节，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.
你看，这是主耶稣他在设立圣餐之后，他在被抓以前，特别对西门所讲的一句话。
This is when Jesus Christ has established a holy communion, but before he was captured.
那他特别强调说，这个撒旦会工作。
He especially said Satan will work.
他说撒旦想要得着你们。
Satan,
你们指的就是主的门徒。
And Satan wants to sift you as the wheat, and this wheat is considered the disciples.
撒旦想要得到了，他想要得到 desire of, 他就是有目的的。
Satan is desire of you, and he has a purpose.
所以这是一个很特别的用字，也就是说在新约圣经里面这个字只有用在这个地方而已。
This is a very special word, and throughout the Bible, this word has been used here only.
就是在新约希腊文里面，只有这个地方用这个字眼动词的，他想要得到神的门徒。
So in the New Testament in Greek, it's only said here sift.
他用什么方法？他说要筛你们像筛麦子一样。
Then what did he say? He said he want to sift you as wheat.
那这个就是我们现在人可能如果不是当农夫的，就不知道什么叫做筛麦子。
And today, if you're not a farmer, you wouldn't understand what sift you as wheat means.
因为我们现在吃的米、吃的面粉都已经被加工好的，都放在我们的桌上，可以马上做我们想要的食物了。
Because the rice and the flour that we consume today is actually been prepared for in front of us.
但是其实古时候他们如果要麦子要把它磨成面粉，他们要很许多的程序。
In the old time, when wheat, and if you are turning wheat into flour, it needs a lot of procedures.
那首先一定要把这些麦子之外的东西把它除去用各种方法把它弄干净。
First of all, you need to clean up the wheat, and you have to take out the extra stuff.
所以他们用筛子用筛子去分离好的跟不好的。
So they're using the sift.To separate the bad one and the good one.
就好像我们今天在厨房用筛子去筛面粉，把那面粉粗的，把它分开来，要很细的面粉，你就用比较细的筛子。
Just like today, we using the sift to separate the grocery that we using.
哦，那所以筛子基本上，它这里所强调是要筛东西的时候。是要一直震荡的，就是要用力的，上下左右一直这样子摇然后让那个空的那麦麸掉下来，在筛子上面就是要的麦子而已。
When you're sifting those wheat, then you have to constantly agitate, then the bad one will fall out.
所以这个就是在强调他这个筛的动作，他要很用力，而且是要真的是要把。那不要通通把它除掉，他要，反正他所要的就是要留在筛子上。
So this action of sifting is very strong that you need to have the good one on the top.
那这个就是我们看到说，这个撒旦要得到主的门徒他要把它筛掉了就是说 魔鬼现在要的不是这个麦子嘛。
So when Satan is desire of you, then he's not looking for the unwanted part.
其实这里才强调是撒旦要引诱主的门徒，得到主的门徒他所用的手段。
Because Satan is about to tempt the disciples, this is a scheme that he's using.
通常主耶稣他这个麦子跟这个麦麸啊，这个披糠分离的，主耶稣在第三章也讲过。
So, Jesus has mentioned about this in chapter 3.
你看在路加福音第三章啊。
So Luke chapter 3.
第三章十七节啊。
Chapter 3 verse 17.
主耶稣说他手里要拿着簸箕要扬进他的仓，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用 不灭的火烧尽了。
So it says 17, his winnowing fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff that he will burn with unquenching fire.
所以主耶稣要的就是这个麦子要收在仓里，这个就是神的指民。
Jesus Christ wants to gather the wheat into his barn. These are the God's chosen people.
那现在撒旦呢？他是要把这个神的百姓把他夺走的。
So, Satan is about to take away the God's people.
但是他现在如果都是麦子，他现在就要用各种方法让那个麦子破裂，然后呢就掉下去啊，所以这个上面麦子就没有了。
And today, if it's all wheat, then he will think of every way to let this wheat to fall out. Then there will be no more left.
好，所以现在这里其实所强调就是魔鬼他会想尽办法把主的门徒让他们跌倒。
Here it says that Satan will try everything to stumble all the disciples of God.
我们知道约伯记里面描述魔鬼是怎么样来试探人的。他也是怎么样在神面前控告人的。
So we know how Satan has, how he has complained against Job in front of God.
就是他是控告。
As he's accusing.
那所以他是就是没有事要找事，要让人在神面前没办法站立得住。
That he's making something out of nothing in front of God.
所以现在其实。如果我们注意看在路加福音第二十一章二十二章呢，这个就是主耶稣最后他被抓去被审判被钉十字架这个他生命当中最困难的时候。
If you look at chapter 21 and 22, then you will see that this is the most difficult time of Jesus Christ before he was captured.
对门徒来说，他们现在遇到一个非常激烈的冲击。
To disciples, this is a very great impact.
那就好像这些麦子现在被放在这个筛子上面不断的被震荡摇晃，然后想办法要把它们打碎。
This is like when the wheat is on the being sifted strongly and agitated.
目标就是要让门徒失去信心。
And the purpose of this is to make the disciples to lose faith.
所以第三十二节他才说。但是我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
So I say on the 32, but I have already prayed for you, so you won't lose your faith.
所以，撒旦要塞门徒，他这个做法目的就是要让我们失落信心，这样子我们就没有办法像麦子，最后会像那个披糠，被不尽的火烧灭。
So when Satan is about to sift the disciple as wheat, then if you stay strong in, then you won't fall out.
但是这里主耶稣特别说他已经为门徒祷告，特别为彼得祷告。
I hear Jesus say he has already prayed for Peter.
所以主耶稣为他的祷告，让彼得呢在这个被试探的过程当中站立得住。
So that Peter will be able to stand firm.
那主耶稣特别提醒他，回头以后他要兼顾弟兄。
So and Jesus Christ especially remind Peter that well after this you have to strengthen your brethren.
也就是说，他经历了这样的魔鬼的试探之后，他要去鼓励主的门徒能够抵挡魔鬼的各种试探的方法。
So after all this temptation of Satan, Peter will have to strengthen his brethren by so they will not be tempted.
所以其实主耶稣早就知道魔鬼他用什么方法去试探百姓了。
So Jesus actually already know what Satan would use to
魔鬼的方法很激烈的，很残酷的。
And whatever method Satan used is very strong.
所以主耶稣并没有把这个试探拿掉啊，他还是让百姓继续他的门徒继续经历这样的一个逼迫患难。
Lord Jesus has not taken away this temptation, and he will let them to go through the trial.
可见我们在世上一定会遇到像彼得一样的从魔鬼来的试探引诱。
That means in our world we'll encounter something like what Peter has encountered.
所以我们生活当中在各种不同的阶段一定会碰到各种不同的试探引诱的。
In our life, we'll face a lot of temptation and trials.
主耶稣他知道，但是他也为我们祷告了。
Lord Jesus Christ know it and pray for us.
他的祷告其实在约翰福音第十七章就写得很清楚。
His prayer in John 17 has already indicated clearly.
他已经特别跟天父说，他为这些门徒祷告。
He has already told his heavenly father he has already prayed for his people.
不但是为当时候的门徒，甚至也为了以后来信的主的这些门徒们。
Not for the disciple at that time, but for the believers in the future.
所以有主耶稣的保守，我们今天在各种试探引诱当中呢，如果不失落信心，我们就能够站立得住。
If you have the protections from Jesus Christ, you will be able to stand firm in this temptation.
因此，我们要现在要懂得。看到魔鬼用什么方式来塞我们。
So we have to understand what kind of scheme Satan would use to sift us as wheat.
那这些方式呢，基本上，如果我们不小心，很容易就落下去，我们就会被这个方式打击，有可能我们就信心失落了。
If we're not careful enough, we'll stumble and we'll lose our faith.
从21章到22章，看到七种方法。
From 21 to 22, we see seven ways.
我们来看一看。
Let us
第二十一章，路加福音第二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
二十一章，第八节开始呢。
Luke chapter 21 verse 8.
主耶稣说：“你们要谨慎哈，不要受迷惑，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，又说时候近了，你们不要跟从他们。”
Verse 8, and he said, "Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them."
这里主耶稣说不要被迷惑了。
And Jesus said, "Do not be tempted."
也就是说，有些人就是会有所谓的假基督、假先知出现。
There will be an antichrist and false prophet.
那他们也会预言说时候到了，末日来到了。
And they will prophesy, say, "The end is here."
那甚至在马可福音或奉马太福音呢，其实又说这些假基督、假先知有大能力，能够行大神迹。
In the book of Matthew, they say these prophets and antichrist they have ability to perform miracles.
那表示说，现在魔鬼他用的方式，有时候是人会有一些特殊的能力来迷惑我们。
That means when Satan is doing his scheme, there is this man that will have special power to tempt us.
哦，那所以今天有时候我们人失落信心，是因为对道理不了解，迷惑了。
Sometimes when we lose our faith, that means we might not understand this truth thoroughly.
不觉得耶稣是可信的。
And we don't think that Jesus Christ is believable enough.
那对异端的迷惑有时候是针对教会的。
And the cult sometimes is against the church.
就是说，怎么教会怎么会只有一个呢？
How could the church be one only?
真教会怎么会只有唯一呢？
And how can true church be only one?
那我们又凭什么能够一直说我们是唯一的得救教会呢？
What do we base on that we say we are the only one?
所以有时候这异端的迷惑是针对主耶稣基督的身体这个议题。
Sometimes when we are told we're cults, then that they are against the body of Christ.
那所以现在要谨慎，魔鬼用人的思想。容易产生疑惑这个问题来想要得到主的门徒。
Now we have to be careful because devil will use the temptation from man.
所以就是异端邪说一些想法思想。
And some kind of perceptions of heresy.
那但是第十二节哈，来看第二第二第二个第十二节。
Verse 12.
但是他说这一切的事已先了，人要下手拿住你们，逼迫你们，把你们交给会堂，并且收在监里，又有的名拉你们到君王诸侯面前。
But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake.
你看，在这个异端的迷惑之先，会有逼迫跟患难，大患难。
Well, before the temptation of the heresy, there will be a lot of persecution.
那这个就是甚至是信仰上的迫害了。
Sometimes it will wreck your faith.
啊，这是信仰上。从信仰上来破坏他们，把你们交给会堂。
So destroy your faith by delivering you over to the synagogue.
甚至被关起来了。
Then you will be prison.
然后他说第十六节哈。
Verse 16.
第十六节他说，连你们的父母、弟兄、亲族、朋友也要把你们交官，你们也要被他们害死的。
Then 16, you will be betrayed even by your parents or brothers, relatives, and friends.
然后呢
and they will put some to you, of you to death.
对啊，你们也有被他们害死的，一定会有人丧命啊。
Then some of you will lose your life.
那第十七节说，你们要为我的名被众人恨恶。
17, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake.
那所以这个就是其实魔鬼的手段之一嘛。
And this is one of the schemes that Satan would do.
他是让这些人不信的人产生仇恨的心态。
So he will let all these non-believers to have a revenge heart.
那如果用逼迫患难的方式没有办法得胜，接下去呢，他就用思想，用攻击人的思想，让人自己妥协。
If you use persecutions and you cannot win over those people, then you use you change people's perceptions.
所以这个就是二十一章里面所看到的这最初的这两种方式，这是魔鬼的手段，很。有时候很激烈，有的人真的会丧失信心的。
And these are the two methods that Satan would use, and some of them will lose their faith.
那我们要很小心的去了解主耶稣他已经告诉我们应该怎么防备了。
We have to be careful and understand that Jesus has already foretell us.
所以主耶稣他已经说我事先告诉你们，他把将来要发生的事情都让我们先有一个先有一个准备，说这种事情早晚来到。
Jesus God has already told us. See, I have told you this before. That this thing will come.
那就算有逼迫患难，也不要害怕。
Even when there's persecution, do not be afraid.
因为第十七节是说，十八节，你们连一根头发也必不损坏。
We say in verse 18, but not a hair of your head shall be lost.
第十九节说，要你们长存忍耐，就必保全灵魂。
19, by your patience, possess your souls.
就是说，主耶稣基督要他会保护我们。
That means Jesus Christ will protect us.
那如果是被交给官府要审判定罪，然后主他会赐给我们，借着圣灵赐给我们智慧口才，那我们就可以知道怎么回答，所以不用担心了。
If you will get hand over to the governors, do not be afraid because you will have the Holy Spirit. You will know what to answer them.
主耶稣说，我必定赐给你口才智慧，是你们一切敌人所敌不住。
And Jesus Christ said, well, I'll give you this eloquence that you will not be afraid of them.
所以这个就是其实到那个时候，主耶稣就把我们当讲的话给我们。
And during that time, Jesus will send words to our mouth.
就是不需要说我要去准备什么，准备到很多，我们总是想到很多 scenario， 就是说这个如果情况是这样的话怎么办？如果哪种情况我怎么办？
That means you don't have to prepare yourself and think of many ways to a different scenario.
重要的是要对耶稣基督有信心。
The most important, you have to have faith for Jesus Christ.
然后第十九节说要忍耐。
And verse 19 says you have to be patient.
所以在患难当中要忍下来。
And during persecutions, you have to stand firm.
时候到的时候，主耶稣就把他的话给我们。
When it's time, Jesus will send his word to us.
但是有人会被害死。
But some will be persecuted.
所以有的人会因为逼迫患难而丧命，这是事实。
Because of the persecution, some people will die.
像现在，我们现在很少听到有我们的信徒被逼迫到死的。
We don't really hear any news that our believers will be persecuted to a time of death.
但是1950年代的时候，在韩国就有一次，他们韩战的期间呢，那个北韩的游击队跑到南方来，去抓了我们教会的一个传道。
In time of 1950, there's a North Korean persecutor come to South Korea and capture one of our preacher.
就是那个，尤其对他们从山上跑到我们在韩国的一个教会去绑架了教会的传道人。
Especially they have kidnapped one of the preachers from the church.
那就把传道把他抓到山上去了。
He captured the preacher to the mountain.
那抓到山上去的时候呢，诶，他就开始要。当然就是为要他否认信耶稣这个信仰。
When the pastor was captured, they want him to deny Jesus.
因为那个尤其对他们是无神论的。
And especially they are atheist.
他们就拿教会下手，就是要去看看那个神是怎么样救这些传道人的。
So they wanted to persecute the church and see how God would save them.
结果真的被抓走了。
So that and then eventually they got captured.
好，那就叫那个传道人跪在地上。
And tell the pastor kneel down on
the floor. 然后就打他。
And beat him.
然后打他，就是准备要把他打死的。
Says, they are ready to beat him to death.
但是那个时代，他们的子弹很重要，所以他们不打算用子弹把这个传道把他枪毙了。
And the bullet was very expensive that he would not use bullet on the pastor.
所以哦，他们准备用石头打他。
How do they use the rock to beat him?
所以叫他跪在众人当中的时候。然后就问那个传道说你有没有什么期待？你希望什么东西？
When they asked the pastor to kneel down on the floor and they asked him what will
最后你最后想要什么？
What is your final words before you die?
那个传道就说给我一点时间，我祷告。
And the pastor said, give me a little bit of time to pray.
所以跟他说我现在要祷告。
Now I want to pray.
那就不要打我嘛，我现在要祷告。
And don't beat me, I just want to pray.
传道就用灵言在那边祷告了。
So the pastor used a prayer of tongue to pray.
那祷告完了之后
，After the prayer，
那个游击队队长就下令打，用石头打。
The captain of the out of the group used rock to beat him.
就丢石头。
And they used rock to throw him.
就像斯提凡当初被石头打死一样。
And the exact same way that Stephen died.
那石头一打下来，当然那个如果你我们被石头打到，已经倒下去嘛。
When the rock hits you, you fall over.
他绝对不会拿小石头，一定拿大石头。
但 if you don't fall over, they will use a big rock.
被石头扎到之后，你一定倒下去的。
When you got stone, then you will fall.
那倒下去以后，传道也知道这下子没命了嘛。
When you fall over, then you may lose your life.
所以他倒下去，他要起来。
When he fall over, he
因为还没死
，he want to stand up, stand.
他起来的时候，他跟这些人说。
And when he got up, he said,
你们打我的这些人，你们将来也信神吧。
So all these who beat me believe in God in the future.
我希望他们也能够认识耶稣基督。
And they hope that they will believe in Jesus Christ.
他一讲以后，这些人更气了，所以更多石头打过来，他就死了。
After he said that, these people got even more angry, and then they beat him to death.
所以当这个传道被打死的时候，
So when this pastor got beaten to death,
就在众人这个游击队他们的中间就死了。
And he just died among this group of people.
那些游击队他们正在高兴的时候，然后说：“你说传道者有神，那在哪里
？”When this group of people, when the pastor died, and they were so happy, I said, "Where is the God?"
这个时候，突然从天上有大光照下来。
And all of a sudden, there's a bright light that shone from the heaven.
这个荣光照下来，是把他们整个游击队哈那个地区都把它罩住了。
While this light was shone throughout the entire area of where the group are.
在半夜黑夜当中，那个光哦，亮到可以看报纸的程度了。
In the night, the light is bright enough that you can read newspaper on it.
而且这个光哦，停留了20分钟。
And this bright light has stayed for 20 minutes.
让那些游击队人每一个人都趴在地上不敢动。
Then everybody from the group just lay flat on the ground without moving.
这个光哦，荣光照下来这么久啊，连在山下6公里以外，我们一个教会。几个信徒，包括教会一个执事哦，当时在那边祷告，都看到山上那个光停留很久。
This light is so bright that it's out of 20 kilometers away. There's a church, and this deacon has seen the light, and when he prayed, and he saw the light from afar.
然后许多的外人，当地的外人也看到这个半夜出现那个光了。
Well, the local resident have seen this light as well.
那你就看到说，这个就是神，他真的是知道。发生什么事情
？When they've seen the light, they know what exactly is going on.
那其实这件事情是怎么会知道的呢
？How do they know this?
因为是传道被抓上去啊。
Because the pastor got captured to the mountain.
是后来3天之后， 里面的游击队的一个人，他们自己跑到山下来。
After 3 days, one of these persecutor, run to the mountain.
传道被打死这个事情，其实当时候游击队杀人这个很普通，所以当时候消息很快就传出来了。
So when pastor got killed, this news was spread afar.
但是其中这个一个队员，他跑到教会里面来跟教会说。
Then one of the persecutor from this group tell the church.
他说：“你们的神真在这里。”
He say, "Your God is right here."
你们的教会真的有神。
Say, "Your church has God."
然后他就走了。
And then he run away.
这个游击队就走掉了。
And this person run away.
从此就不敢再来破坏教会里面的。
Then he will never destroy anything from the church.
那这个就是其实我们看到圣经所记录的，真的有人会为了这个信仰的缘故、主耶稣的缘故丧命的。
Then we know some people will be martyred because of Jesus Christ.
那我们早期在30年代台湾的三地也是几位信徒被迫害到死了。
In the 1930s, some of the our church member got persecuted to death.
所以这个就是魔鬼的手段。
This is a scheme from the Satan.
他用患难逼迫让人屈服，让我们失落信心。
He used persecutions and tribulations to let us to lose our faith.
但是其实主耶稣反过来用很奇妙的方法来坚固门徒的信心。
Jesus Christ miraculously has used some way to save us.
好，那我们继续看第21章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
21章，看第34节。
21 verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑列住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
34, but take heed to yourself, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.
35节，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
35, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth.
你如果看这一节，你会觉得魔鬼用什么方式来塞门徒呢？
If you look at these words, what do you think Satan will use to persecute a member?
这里基本上贪食、醉酒、今生的思虑，其实所讲的都是在醉里面的快乐。
Then you will see all this carousing, drunkenness, and care of this life, and all these are within the sin.
所以你看，吃喝快乐，这是人追求的。
So all this eating and drinking is all we come after.
追求财富，然后去计划很多世界上的事情，当然会让我们势力增加了。
Then you go after the wealth of this world and plan a lot of things, and then we'll lose our faith.
所以其实主耶稣特别提醒我们要谨慎。
And Jesus Christ especially tells us to be cautious.
因此，今天这个魔鬼啊，他用罪里面的这个享受，让我们心里面麻痹啊。
So,
这个有时候比外界的那个逼迫患难，更容易把信徒打倒了。
So the Satan has used our guilty pleasure to tempt us. So it's worse than what from the outside.
所以我们都知道，人哦，在这个生活富足以后，容易心灵麻痹，就会忘记说到底活在世上是当追求什么。
So when we are richer, then our hearts will become numb. What should we stay on earth for?
所以魔鬼要塞，就是要塞这些门徒哈，要得到主的门徒，他用软的方法反而比较有效。
So this Satan, in order to capture and sieve a disciple as wheat, then they use some soft skill. It will be easier to get them.
你看教会里面多少人是不是因为碰到逼迫患难而离开的？
So let's see how many people left the church not because of the persecution.
很少。
Not a lot.
但是很多人是因为真的是这里贪食醉酒，享受醉中之乐，最后就真的被魔鬼塞掉了。
But a lot of these because of the guilty pleasure, then they've been fall out, they stumble.
所以这个在非洲哈，非洲他们那个丛林里面，猎人他们打猎人，他们要怎么样去抓动物？
In Africa, how did hunters capture an animal?
他们说非洲人要抓那个猴子啊，猴子在山里面你不容易抓到它的。
So this hunter will use monkey when they're in the mountain. It's not easy to catch them.
因为猴子爬在树上啊，在树上跳来跳去啊。
Because the monkey will jump around on the tree.
你如果一一 用枪蹦，他就跑光光了，他你找不到他的。
If you use a gun and shoot them, then all the monkeys were left.
结果他们猎人很聪明，他们知道猴子的特性。
Well, the hunters know the characteristic of monkey.
他们知道他喜欢吃什么。
And they know what they like to eat.
他们就用另外一个方法了。
And use a different way.
他们说去准备了一大壶的那个酒加蜜，啤酒加蜜。
And they use this alcohol and add some honey in it.
对，就是把酒变得甜甜的。
So the alcohol will taste sweet.
啊，因为猴子喜欢吃蜜，也喜欢吃甜的。
Because monkey like the honey and like sweet.
所以呢，你就放在那个树下，等一下猴子就一堆来了。
And you put under the tree, then a lot of monkeys will come over.
一只两只就很多只，就抢着要喝那个甜酒。
And there will be a lot of monkeys try to get this alcohol.
那他们，你跟他喝饱之后，他们就很兴奋，然后就乱跑、乱跳、乱叫。
When they're filled with this wine, then they lost their mind.
然后他们因为他们就一直活动嘛。
Yeah, because they keep moving.
啊，最后他们就会醉倒。
And then they will be drunk and they'll fall over.
然后大家都睡觉了，就一个一个躺在那里。
And all the monkeys will lay flat on the floor.
那这个时候猎人呢就简单了，就把他抓起来了。
When the hunters come over, it's pretty easy for them to get all of them.
等到醒过来的时候，已经被放在笼子里面了。
When they awake, they realize they're already in the cage.
所以还是猎人比较聪明嘛。
So is a hunter is smarter than they are.
他不需要用枪啊。
They don't need to use gun.
挖陷阱有时候没什么用。
And they don't have to dig a hole.
你就给他好东西吃到让他自己醉了就好了。
And you just need to give them something good to eat, and that's good enough.
那在北方，在西伯利亚北边他们在抓那个北极熊。
So in the north of Siberia, when they're catching this polar bear,
那么大只的熊，那么凶猛，你要怎样抓它
？This is a huge polar bear. How would you catch them?
所以爱斯基摩人他们抓熊也是用这个方式啊。
So Eskimo has used the same way to capture this polar bear.
他们知道那个熊喜欢血。
They know this.Polar bear like blood.
所以他们准备那个非常非常锐利的刀，上面把它涂那个血。
So they use a knife and they wipe a layer of blood on it.
就把它放在那个雪地上。
And put it on the on the floor.
很远的地方，那个熊就闻到，然后就跑来了。
And from far away, polar bear can smell this, and they come over.
那熊看那个这个哇，这上面有那个血啊，特别他喜欢喝了什么血，他就把它涂上去。他就一直舔那个刀子。
So when the polar bear come over, he like to lick on the blood, on the knife that has blood on it.
他一直舔的时候，他一直舔，他觉得很好吃啊。
So when he just keep licking it, he think this is very good to taste.
因为他一舔的时候，那个刀子就割了他的舌头。
So when he try to lick on the knife, then it would cut his tongue.
所以那个舌头哇，那个越吃越好哦，又热热的，啊，其实那是喝他自己的血。
So when he tastes on the blood, he's actually tasting his own blood.
等到他喝饱的时候，他也躺下来了，因为他已经失血了。
When he was filled, and then he already lay flat because he lost so much blood.
最后，这个爱斯基摩就不费什么大力气就把那只北极熊把它掳掠了。
Well, Eskimo didn't have to do anything; just captured a polar bear like that.
那这个就是魔鬼的手段。
And this is the scheme of Satan.
让我们在这个罪恶当中，忘记说我们其实在流失我们属灵的生命。我们已经很危险的都我们都还不知道。
And he led us to be in our guilty pleasure, then we lose our faith for God without aware of it.
所以魔鬼会，他是让我们如果在享受当中罪当中，如果你越来越顺利的时候，其实可能。要小心，有可能是魔鬼的手段。
So when you have a smooth sail in your life, then it might be the scheme of Satan.
比如说，你看《传道书》第九章啊。
Let's see, Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第九章，如果看第十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 12.
原来人也不知道自己的定期，鱼被恶网圈住，鸟被网罗捉住。祸患忽然临到的时候，世人现在其中也是如此。
12, for man also does not know his time, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the son of man are snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them.
这个鱼鸟呢，那个被网跟 跟那个网恶网跟网罗捉住。其实他们飞进去的时候，他搞不清楚状况，他就真的就死了。
When the fish and the birds are captured in the net, they do not know what happened to them. They die.
今天魔鬼他其实用那个无形的网，就是要让我们陷在其中。
So what Satan is used these unseen nets to capture us.
那这个无形的网其实就在我们的心里面呢、啊。你看，当我们是那种贪食醉酒的人，我们就危险了。
And this net is within our heart that if we are if we like the we may be drunk from it.
啊、所以现在魔鬼会塞主的门徒、哦、你看他这个方式基本上慢慢来、哦、也会很有效果。
So, when Satan is using this way to tempt Jesus' disciple.
所以有时候那个在塞麦子的时候，有时候你要很剧烈的晃、哦、但是有时候要把它拿起来上下这样子、让一些东西、哦、就跳出来，慢慢来，你也可以把东西塞掉。
When you're sifting wheat, and slowly you will, yeah, everything will fall out.
那这个有关于这个今生的思虑啊，我们如果看回来路加福音二十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十章，接下来我们看第四个魔鬼的方法。
What's fourth of the fourth way does Satan will use?
第二十二章的第一节开始哈。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
那这个是逾越节近了哈。祭司长跟文士想法是要怎样杀害耶稣。
So now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, a chief priest sought to kill Jesus.
他们想办法，就是说他们不知道用什么方法才好嘛。
They're thinking of a way that they do not know what to use.
第三节，这时候撒旦入了那称为加利人犹大的心，他本是十二个门徒里的一个。
Verse 3, and Satan entered Judas and.Surnamed Iscariot, who was number among the 12.
第四节，他自己去的，是犹大哈，他去和祭司长跟守殿官商量，怎么可以把耶稣交给他们。
Was for so he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captain and how he might betray him.
好，那第五节，他们就欢喜，就预定给他银子。
As far they were glad and agreed to give him money.
我们都知道，那就是三十块银子嘛。
And we know this 30 shekel of silver.
这里是犹大哈。因为撒旦入了他的心之后，他主动去找祭司长，要把耶稣交给他。
So we know that when Satan has entered Judas' heart, he has volunteered himself to look for the chief priest.
所以今天犹大他这个贪财的心呢，最后让他卖主卖友。
Because Judas is greedy, that's the reason he sold out Jesus.
所以魔鬼他试探主的门徒，用什么方法？用世界上的财富。
So what kind of scheme Satan would use that to use the treasure of this world?
这个就是提摩太前书六章说的，那个贪财的人会陷在网罗里面，最后真的是卖主卖友了。
This is what addressed in the First Timothy chapter 6, and people who is greedy, they will fall into their own snare.
他真的最后把自己吃透了，最后连命都没有了，连天国也没有了。
Then they are greedy enough, then they don't have the inheritance from heaven.
我想这个贪财的心呢、啊，我们现在都会常常被提醒。
So when we are greedy of the money, we'll be reminded not to.
但其实我们如果想一想，那个钱财是不定的，是会跑掉的，价值是会减少的。
So we know that the money will be reduced over time.
你那个钱财其实有很多东西钱财不能用啊。
So many things you cannot purchase with money.
有一对夫妻啊，教会了族内的同龄八十岁，
yeah, there was
夫妻都到八十岁了。
There was a married couple that turned 80.
他们非常有钱的。
And they're very rich.
但是他说有一天他们出去啊，不知道去做什么事，中午要吃饭了。
And they were about to have lunch.
结果到那个餐馆去看了一看，没有一项喜欢吃的。
And they went to a restaurant and they did not see anything they like to eat.
就是。没有想吃的，虽然很有钱，也没这个钱也没有用。
They're very rich, but they couldn't find anything they
wanted. 再怎么贵，他都可以买得起。
So it doesn't matter how expensive the stuff is, they can buy. 但
是就没有一个东西他喜欢的。
But they don't have anything they like.
他说他喜欢什么？他说我，他那个姐妹是说，我只希望能够回到家哈， 吃一块面包，然后上面涂那个 avocado 就好。
So, the sister say, I just like to go home and have an avocado spread on the bread.
这样就好了啊，没有人没有人在卖这种东西啊。
So that's good enough that nobody will sell that.
他们就回到家自己就回到家自己去吃，用他们自己喜欢吃的东西的。
So go home is they just cook make whatever they like to eat.
钱财其实很多事情做不到，没办法真的让我们得到满足。
There are a lot of things that money can buy, especially our satisfaction.
所以这里犹大他自己落入这个试探里面，让魔鬼利用了，结果他就死了。
So Judas fall into this his own temptations, being used by the Satan, he passed away, he died.
那我们如果接下去看第五个，看二十二章的第二十四节。
So, chapter 22, verse 4.
二十四节，门徒起的争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大？
Was 24. Now there was a dispute among them to which of them should be considered the greatest.
现在你看，魔鬼要塞门徒，他用这个方式看谁要老大嘛，哈。看他们让他们生活一个好为首的心态。
Now you see that Satan sifts them like wheat, to test them with the who wants to be the greatest.
他们当中起争论，真的不和了。
At the beginning, they're not good together.
那不合就是因为他们里面有人想要当老大嘛。
When they can't stay harmonious together because someone want to be the greatest.
那其他人就嫉妒了。
So some of them got jealous.
所以如果不合，即便就一定会产生嫉妒纷争了。
If they can't stay together, there will be conflict between them.
这个时候，主耶稣提醒他们第二十六节说：“他说你们哦，里头为大的要像。”都要像年幼的，为首领的，都要像服侍人的。
So in verse 26, Jesus reminded them that among you, the greatest let him be as the youngest, and he who governs, he who serves.
主耶稣他提醒门徒他自己的榜样，他像服侍众人的。
And Jesus Christ reminded them that should imitate him and serve the everybody.
第二十八节，我在磨难之中，常和我同在的就是你们。
Verse 28, but you are those who have continued with me in my trials.
主耶稣其实提醒他们不要争论，要想想你们本来都是跟着主耶稣同一家人，都一起在经历这个为了这个神国在努力的人。
And Jesus Christ told them not to dispute among themselves because they are one family together for the goal of.
他们已经跟主耶稣走了三年多了。
They have been with Jesus Christ for 3 years.
经历了很多的事情，看到很多的神迹、神的作为。
They have gone through many things and they have seen many miracles performed by Jesus.
他们也知道主耶稣托付的工作在哪里的。
And they know that what the Lord Jesus has entrusted them to do.
所以其实真正的主是主，是耶稣基督。
So the true Lord is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣特别提醒，不要有那个好为首的心态。
So Jesus Christ told them not to dispute over who should be the greatest.
如果每个人都能够 跟主一样、哦、是愿意服侍众人的，那大家就会很和谐。
If everybody should be like Jesus, Christ would like to serve everybody else, then it would be great.
你看今天许多教会里面的问题，是因为、这个不和，也就是因为这个嫉妒纷争，想要做这个或做那个。
And we can see a lot of fight in the church come from the tribulations and jealousy.That they want to be the greatest.
哦，所以我们今天要想到主耶稣他提醒的使徒他们也是这样提醒，我们应该同心合意的兴旺福音。
So we have to be reminded like what Jesus Christ tell his disciple to preach the gospel.
要同一个心智。
That you have to have same goal.
哦，所以今天教会要发展，一定要同心。
And today, if church need to be prosper, you have to have the same mindset.
我们要抵挡魔鬼的攻击，也要能够懂得当仆人，就是要愿意服侍人的，不是要去被服侍的。
We have to defend ourselves from Satan, then we have to serve, not to be served.
好，继续看第二十二章的第二十二章第三十三节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 33.
你看，这是针对彼得。针对彼得的。
This is what say to Peter.
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心的。”
Peter say, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death.
三十四节，耶稣说：“彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。”
34, then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times you know me.
其实彼得在这个时候是落入迷惑里面的。
So Peter is in the temptations.
这是为什么在第四十节主耶稣说你们要祷告免得入了迷惑。
So that's the reason why Jesus tells them in verse 40, pray that you may not enter into temptation.
彼得的问题我想我们应该都很明白的，他就是自以为站得稳，他自己认为他很坚强。
So we know the problem with Peter that he thought he has stood firm.
就是别人都离开你，我不可以，我不会离开你的。
Okay, he said that everybody else will leave you, but not me.
就是我跟你去死，我都甘心的，不可能会否认你的。
Okay, even if I need to die together with you, I would not deny you.
但是彼得其实他不知道他自己是这样软弱。
Peter didn't know that he actually is in a weakness.
他还以为他很坚强。
He thought he's very strong at this time.
所以这个迷惑有时候是我们自己认为自己很好。
And these temptations is that we thought we are good enough.
你看，所以魔鬼要塞，人家主耶稣特别跟他说，魔鬼要塞你们，像塞麦子一样。
As Jesus tell them that Satan is about to sift you guys like sifting wheat.
当彼得他没有真的认清了自己的时候
，When Peter didn't think that he's weak,
他就真的没有能力去面对外面来，就算外面人一句话他都挡不住了。
And he did not have enough strength to defend himself, that even for one word.
所以哥林多前书第十章才会一直提醒我们说，自以为站立得稳的是很危险的人。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 say that you may thought you're strong enough, but you're weak.
所以今天我们要时常依靠主耶稣基督。
Today we have to rely on Jesus Christ.
如果不是主保守我们，我们很有可能在别人一句话里面我们就跌倒。
If Jesus did not protect us, then we'll stumble over one word that people say.
我们可能听到别人说了什么话，我们就受不了了。
We heard what people say for one word, then we cannot handle that.
要小心，这样的一个没有办法承受得住，很有可能就是从魔鬼来的攻击。
Then you have to be careful because you cannot handle that. It could be the scheme from the Satan.
这就是魔鬼他要塞主的门徒。
And this is what Satan do.
所以。有时候是别人的话
And it could be the word from others.
魔鬼会用各种不同的方式，一定要记住，魔鬼可能用各种不同的手段。
So you have to remember, Satan will use many different schemes.
你看彼得后来真的，只是因为这些，你看后来第三五十四节那里那些使女，反正那大祭司家里面这些仆人讲的话，彼得就站不住了。
See, just like verse 54, when those maid servants say something to Peter, Peter could not handle them.
所以自己以为有信心能够站立得稳的。
If you think you have a strong faith, then you have to be very careful.
我们要依靠主耶稣的帮助，时刻依靠主。
That we have to rely on Jesus Christ from moment to moment.
第七个方法啊，如果我们看五十四节这一段，彼得否认主三次这一件事情。
The seventh method that Satan will use, like verse 54.
其实当时候第五十三节主耶稣已经说了是黑暗掌权的时候了。
Verse 53, Jesus Christ already said this is the hour of the power of darkness.
就是说，你看现在主耶稣他都没有反抗，就让他们把他带走了。
You see, Jesus didn't defend himself and just let them to bring him.
那因为其实这里本来彼得也是想要抵抗的嘛，哈。
You can see Peter was about to defend himself.
第五十节有一个人把大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的右耳。这个在约翰福音就有提了。
In 51 of them struck the ears of the high priest, and it's mentioned in the Gospel of John as well.
但是主耶稣说到了这个地步，由他们吧，不要再抵抗了。
Jesus said to them, permit even this.
所以这个时候整个大环境是黑暗掌权的时候，这个是恶势力包围整个门徒的时代的时候了。
This is a time of the power of darkness and surrounded all the disciples.
真的，彼得接下来就三次否认耶稣了。
Then subsequently, Peter has denied Jesus three times.
所以魔鬼用外界恶势力的包围，让人失落信心。
So Jesus has, oh, sorry, Satan. Satan has used the surrounding to tempt them, to let them to lose their faith.
所以有时候我们不能一直看环境。
So we cannot look at the surrounding.
有时候一直看大环境，我们会失落信心。
So when we look at the surroundings, we lose our faith.
所以你看，有时候很注意这个政治局势的发展怎样哦，大家心里就害怕了。
So sometimes we'll pay attention to the political progression, and then we'll be afraid.
所以现在我们看到这七种方式。
We have seen these seven methods that Satan will use.
就是从这两章里面就看到了。
You just need to read these two chapters, and you.
如果我们再把它看过去，看更多，把整个路加福音都一起看的时候，一定会发现更多魔鬼的手段。
Or if you read the whole chapter of Luke, book of Luke, then you discover more scheme of Satan.
所以今天我们要求主耶稣保守我们。
Today we have to pray to the Lord to protect us.
在每一天的生活当中啊，要一定要警醒祷告。
In our everyday life, we have to pray earnestly.
你看，在第二十一章的第三十六节。
Chapter 21, verse 36.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
要警醒，就是说我们要自己知道说，哎，我们现在思想有没有变化？
Have to be watchful to see if you have changed your perspective.
我们今天对教会有没有意见？
Do we have any opinion for toward church?
我们对教会的某一些人有没有说我不喜欢他，我恨他们？
Do we have any opinion toward somebody that we don't like them?
这个都非常小心的。
Then you have to be watchful.
所以时时警醒，表示说我们会留意我们的心思意念，我们的口中的话语。
And you have to be watchful of always to watch over your tongue.
那我们就不会被迷惑，不会被异端影响。
And will not be tempted or get affected by this heresy.
那我们也要注意，我们追求什么，不要落在最享受最终之乐里面。
And we have to be watchful of what we are after. Do not drown ourselves in this sinful pleasure.
那我们要常常祷告。
And we have to pray always.
所以，当我们如果能够倚靠圣灵、顺服圣灵的时候，我们就不会顺服情欲。
So if we submit to the Holy Spirit, then we will not submit to the lust.
那我们不顺服情欲的时候，我们就能够对这个钱财知道怎么取舍。
So if we do not submit to those lusts, then we know how to handle this money.
我们就不会想要一直说，我最好能够当什么，就是说不会想要好为首这个心态。
Then we will not fight to be the greatest.
那我们如果常常祷告祈求神啊，所以主耶稣保守我们，就不会一直只以为自己很有信心。
So if we always pray to the Lord, then we wouldn't think that we are so strong in faith.
反过来，凡事靠主，凡事警醒。
And if you rely pray always and be watchful all the time.
我们也不会像世人一样贪睡，就是迷迷糊糊的都在沉睡的状态当中。
They will not be the people in the world that we are always in this temptation.
所以主耶稣哈，你看他在客西马尼园祷告的时候，跟门徒说第四十节。
So when Jesus Christ was praying in the Gethsemane,
二十二章四十节说你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Verse 40 says he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation."
所以今天我们要警醒，然后常常祷告。就不会入迷惑。
Today we have to be watchful always and pray all the time.
那时候第四十六节主耶稣跟门徒说，因为门徒他们睡着了。
46 Jesus said to the disciples, "Why do you sleep?"
那你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
让我们能够时常警醒祷告。
Let us be watchful and pray always.
然后常常去反省、检讨我们的心思意念。
And always examine ourselves.
让我们能够抵挡魔鬼各种的试探引诱。
So that we are able to stay away from all the temptations and schemes from Satan.
最后我们一定能够站在人子面前。
And finally, we are able to stand firm in front of the Son of Man.
我们一定不会害怕。
And we will not be afraid.
我们可以挺身昂首迎接主耶稣再来。
And we are able to stand firm and welcome the coming of the Lord Jesus.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
351首。
351.